Hello everyone, as we speak I am walking away from the Emirates Stadium feeling pretty down, pretty dejected. In my blog this morning I alluded to the Chelsea game where we got beat 3-0, and but for a Thomas Vermaelen consolation this would have been the same. United probably should have scored more. We should have scored more in the first half. Andre Arshavin, who I thought gave it his all today as number nine, and ran Wes Brown ragged, but just couldn't find the net with a couple of bending efforts. He had some chances. Alex Song had a couple of chances, but it wasn't to be. United scored three goals. First two came towards the back end of the first half. First, Nani starting ahead of Valencia. Skipped past a couple of players. Clichy really should have done better. He did not have a good game, got Clichy. And his chip looked like a slightly a mishit cross. Dipped into the far corner over the despairing dive of Manuel Almunia. The second and third goals, it's the same story really for both of them. They were breakaway strikes either side of half time. The first from an Arsenal corner, I believe it was, cleared away. Nani broke free. Sanya didn't close him down, worrying about the threat of a player wide to his left. Instead, it was Rooney who broke through the middle. Nani's pass found him, and he finished brilliantly first time. It was bringing back memories of Ronaldo in the Champions League last season. And they did it again the other side of half-time. This time was Park who went through on the halfway line. Clichy this time was caught in two minds, just allowed Park to stroll through and finish far too easily. Under Manuel Almunia we threw players on, Bentner and Walcott, and Aboué even, who looked bright, but it wasn't to be. Vermaelen with the deflected volley. There were a couple of half chances. Gallas could have done better with a header, playing as centre forward for the last few minutes. But to be honest, you know, we scored in the last 10 minutes. Arsene was very keen after we lost 3-1 to Stoke to say, well, you know, for 70 minutes it was 1-1. Well, tonight for 80 minutes it was 3-0. And a very familiar feeling for Arsenal fans after that Chelsea game. It puts our ambitions in check a little. I think we needn't be too down. We still exceeded expectations for this season by a long way, but it's clear that there is a gap. We are in a league of our own at the moment, and it's a league of one team. We will come third, I should think, this season. We may not, you know, we may go to Stamford Bridge and win and go on an unbelievable run that sees us champions. It's what we need to do now. I suspect that we will, however, fall short of United and Chelsea, who, in crucial season-defining moments, have an edge. We weren't terrible today, but we conceded silly goals. It's a team that's set up to win games, to score goals, and when we don't do that, we always stand a chance of losing. You can go 2-0 down to Bolton and have a chance of pulling it back. Going 3-0 down to Man U is a very, very different kettle of fish. One thing I would say is that there are serious questions to be asked about the defending, but not the individuals. Thomas Vermaelen and William Gallas are much better players than Wes Brown and Johnny Evans. Bakary Sagna, I think, is a much better player than Raphael. As individuals, our defenders are all quality international players. Where we go wrong is with the organisation of them, and that, at the end of the day, is a choice that Arsene makes. He does not invest time in the defence because he believes in the attacking game. So, when we fail to score goals, we will get beat. And that's from today. Cheers, night.